firstly on house rules. Just to stress that on Friday we have a meeting at 8:30 in the morning to all the members. It won't be a very long meeting. It will be to finalize on the credit, National Credit Act amendment bill. It is our own bill. It started from the NSOP, so we won't spend much time on it. The longest will be 30 minutes. But if you want to take it longer, you can make it to about 6 hours if you want. Secondly, Lupera will respond here, because I've been approached by members who say they don't get notices for meetings. Now, other members say as soon as Honorable Loranto came in, they stopped getting notices. So, Lupera, just respond on that. You know, members must get notices.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, honorable members. Well, what I can say about the issue of notices, I'll just have to explain the processes. What do we do in terms of the preparation of the meetings? Normally what we do is we send emails, which I believe majority of members, they do receive these emails. And also we send hard copies and notices through the pigeonhole. And also, I understand that majority of members here, they've got secretaries. We also send such information to secretaries.
Okay, that's loud and clear. I know some members do not have emails. That there are renovations, they don't have pigeonholes. Honorable Nyambi.
Thanks, Chair. I propose that let's take it in a way that Mr. Mdile, we're about even to finish the term. We know the process, and since we've started, we never experienced any problem. I'll cite myself as an example because I'm a victim of that. I'll get an email in my phone, I'll get even an SMS, I'll get even a hard copy at the pigeonhole. But this year, it only happened once. It was not even an SMS, it was only an email. And the issue of hard copy, some would follow even after the meeting. Yesterday, I had even to call him, and it was great meeting. And he was not even sure about the meeting because he said the meeting was in committee room one. He's a witness to that. And I went to committee room one. There was nobody. I decided to go back. And then I met she was rushing to the meeting. Said, no, the meeting is in committee room two. I thought the meeting was not there. So that is happening, but let's try to correct it because it's what is happening. But we never had a problem right from the past 4 and whatever months. Now it's almost, we are finishing our term. So let's correct that because it's not even all of us. I mean, I'm not getting them. There's no meeting that I've missed when I'm in Parliament and there's no formal approach. I'll never be in my office and not attend a meeting. I suspected that maybe Ranto might be behind this thing and decided to change me to go to another office.
Honorable Mahoshi.
Thank you very much. I'm also a victim of that. I want to give to Rebecca my contact details because it's like he lost them, all of them. I will even show you my pigeonhole. Thank you.
So, we don't take it that ever since Honorable Rando arrived, this thing happened. But it will be corrected. Apologies, Honorable Members, for that. There was no ill intention. Even on the other committee, I know there's no ill intention. So we have agreed that as we end our term, Hlupheka will host us with a fry. Honourable
No, I want to thank Hlupheka. His service is very effective. I get my email in my pigeon.
Okay, thanks. let's start with the business of the day. Today we're dealing with the final mandate, the legal metrology bill. We got 8 mandates from 9 provinces, all provinces except the Western Cape. So we'll start and hear what the provinces are saying about this. And as usual, in alphabetical order, I hope all members have got copies of the mandate. We'll start with the Eastern Cape.
Wow.
I am sorry, you are the old member from Eastern Cape in this.
Chairperson.
The province supports the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape delegates to the NCOP to vote in favour of the adoption of the bill.
I don't know which agenda you have, you know. I'm going to join Honourable Nyambi and Honourable Dikhale. Because I didn't see the new agenda. The agenda I knew was the one that we had to deal with the 2 bills. And now the agenda says it's consideration of minutes of the last meeting. Do you have that agenda?
Yeah.
Honourable Rwanda, you have that?
I've got an agenda that says consideration and adoption of the legal metrology bill negotiating mandate.
Minutes. Yeah, right. It's the minutes that he's referring to.
So we'll start there with the minutes. Everybody has a copy of the minutes. Yes, Honourable Funding.
Chairperson, my secretary sent an apology to this meeting, so I can't just be called absent. I must be recorded as apologized.
That will be corrected as an apology, not. So it's apology.
None of the chair is not accepted. He got the invitation in time and decided to.
In his speed, do not record the email.
Yeah, he got an email and
in his
speed, don't contradict yourself.
You can deal with that under his petitions, which means next round.
Right, and Dikhale, was it not your provincial from the province? Or you didn't send an apology? So it's an apology also there. Honourable Nyambi is an apology. Okay, we'll
Can I just bring this to your attention? When the whippery was reinforcing or putting additional members on these committees that have got bills, Honourable Nube, me and Honourable Nube were put in this committee, and Honourable Nube is not here to speak for herself, but she also has a problem of not getting emails or anything that invited her to the meeting. I just need to put that on the record so that she also falls under the land of Yaka, Kekhale, and
okay, so also Honorable Ngube, it's not the first time that I'm hearing. She also told me that she never caught him. I think she must. So all those are apologies. Any other things?
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Kekesi.
Thank you very much, Chair. I don't see my name appearing under those who were present. Ever since I arrived here, I've never been absent. It's not appearing under those who were present, nor appearing under those who were absent, nor appearing under those who sent an apology. And I was present on that day. Ever since I arrived here, I have never missed anything. Thank you.
I remember also very well that you were present. Honourable Fandini?
Chairperson, the new committee list were finalized on the 20th of January and I think ATC'd on the 23rd of January. So maybe our secretary must just ask the gentleman Zama in the Chief Whip's office for a copy of the document so that he can get hold of all of us.
Okay, noted. Honorable KKC, we are now present in that meeting. Next page. These are the things that we decided. Page 2. In actual fact, page 3. So there's nothing. Okay. Proposal for the adoption of the minutes, Honorable Ngoni.
Chair, move for adoption.
Honorable Ngoni, propose the adoption. Honorable Ranto, second. Thanks very much. let's go to the next item, consideration of the final mandate. Let's start procedurally once more, Eastern Cape. Do it again.
By the time it's the end of the day, can I have another chance? The province supports the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape delegates to the NCOP to vote in favour of the adoption of the bill.
Okay, thank you. There are no amendments. Free State.
Chair, the Free State considers that the bill on the 5th of February and they vote in favour of the bill.
Nothing added from the Free State. Gauteng.
Good morning, Chairperson. Thank you. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature supports the principle and detail of the bill and therefore votes in favour. Thank you.
KwaZulu-Natal, the KwaZulu-Natal legislature met on Friday, the 21st of February, and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the NCOP to support the legal methodology bill. So that is KZN, KwaZulu-Natal. Limpopo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Limpopo votes in favor of the bill.
Limpopo votes in favor of the bill. Bumalanga.
Thanks, Chair. Bumalanga agreed to mandate as me to vote in favor of this bill.
Whether you are right, you are reading what is written, because we have different see, maybe the different copies were made. Some of us have got the wrong bill. Do you all have a copy of a mandate of the legal metrology bill?
Yeah.
From Tumala. So it's myself and Lupera who are victims. What I have is National Environmental Management Integrated Coastal Amendment Bill.
That is why I'm no longer part of this committee.
Bad.
In one email.
Yeah, Mpumalanga, now just read it once more. You were saying something else, I was looking at something else.
After serious deliberations, Mpumalanga province hereby conferred a mandate to vote in favor of the legal metrology bill.
Okay, that is Mpumalanga. They vote in favor. Northern Cape.
Chairperson, the Northern Cape Provincial Legislature votes in favor of the vote.
Thank you very much. Northwest.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. The Northwest Provincial Legislature voted in favor of the bill without amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. That's about all. Western Cape.
Chair, I just spoke to the liaison officer now. She said she sent it through to the secretary and Zotile this morning.
Zalega or Zotile?
Zotile, I don't know. Rupeka and Zotile in the NCOP. So, secretary must just explain to us what happened to the mandate.
But then what does it say? Did you get it, Zolan? Maybe it came when you had left. I think we will need to check that in terms of procedure. We'll have to check.
What did you say?
Yes, Honorable
Hunter. Chairperson, in the final mandate of Northwest, I would ask the delegate from Northwest to also read the recommendations that are made by the legislature of Northwest so that it can be recorded that the legislature has made some recommendations.
You see, Honorable Rand, in this committee we've taken a decision that will not consider recommendations. We just want proper amendments. So those things, they delay us, and we ask delegates to tell provinces that they must just write, these are the proposed amendments. Then we deal with them. Recommendations, they put us into a fix.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah.
I'm a new member in this committee. Some of the things I don't know.
Okay.
Chairperson, can I be released to go to my original committee? They need a quorum.
Then you are released.
No, she's a casual lady.
I'm a casual lady.
Only casual lady.
It's the
Only
a casual labor that's committed. Is Charmaine around? Yes, Charmaine. Why is we still order, honorable members? Now that you still have 4 to 6 weeks in parliament, it doesn't mean I'm not chair. Honorable Kekete, honorable Dihale, 6 weeks left. About run up. Then I won't be chair.
Is that why Quebec now is starting to neglect us? He's not even sure whether we'll come back or won't come back.
I want to give an opportunity to Charmaine. I know she has got to move out also about the legal metrology bill. Your comment.
Thank you, Chairperson. From a legal point of view, there is nothing that I can see that stops this committee from proceeding. The final mandates appear to be in order, and there is sufficient voting in favour of the bill.
Okay. Okay, thank you. We are waiting. Yes, Olawada.
Chair, now it's an historic moment. The Western Cape, the TA, is finally supporting everything without amendments, nothing. And we can just wait till we get that, because the bill has been sent. The mandate has been sent. We've got it on our phones. So it has been sent to the secretary and his office. So we can just get that, so that can be recorded, that the history is in the making.
And maybe we must send Honorable Rand to Shupera's office to beef up the...
Absolutely.
To get this document. Procedurally, we cannot, if it has been sent, and it has been confirmed that it has been sent, I think we need to see it, and we need to record. We don't want to compromise the Western Cape and don't recognize whatever they say. Right now, we don't know what they say because we haven't seen it. Until we see it, we'll say so. Yeah?
Just in case I get reminded that you are still the chairperson. Chairperson, if it was sent to you, if it was sent to the secretary this morning, surely we have a right to adjourn the meeting then, if we have to, until it comes up. Because it has been sent, and if you want to see it, then we have, the Western Cape has a right to submit it.
Honourable Yambi?
Maybe it's because, Chair, we're left with some few weeks. I don't understand the logic of what we are engaged in the process, because we are done, and you even gave somebody from legal section to check whatever that might be flaws on our part. And there was nothing wrong with Honorable Adams' comment to say if ever is there, and he was just highlighting because technology is advanced. I'm aware that he might have received the content of what might have been said, but we can't take that because we don't have it. So let us not even entertain what we want to get in now and get to the next item.
And COP, procedural officer, what do you do?
Thank you, Chairperson. As far as the bill is concerned, we can proceed with an understanding that we received the hard copy of the mandate at a later stage. It still has to go before the House, so I don't see a problem in proceeding.
Okay. Thanks very much. We'll now proceed. Eight provinces received their mandates, all of them supporting the bill, and now finally formalizing this. The Select Committee on Trade and International Relations, having considered the subject of the Legal Metrology Bill, B34B of 2013 National Assembly, Section 76, referred to it, reports that it has agreed to the bill. Bill B34B 2013. Can I have a mover? Listener, PKT, Nora Unyam. Okay. Now we take it now that the bill has been agreed to, and we want to thank the officials from the department that those that are coming back will deal with the amendments that you want to propose as soon as possible and as quickly as possible. That's the end of our meeting.
Cool. I'm just worried, you know, the province that I'm representing, they love the court. Seriously, they love the court. I'm just worried that, because they have done their part of sending the mandate through, and they have been... Oh, okay. And they have been excluded from exercising their right for their mandate to be heard. They've done their part. Are we ready to face that challenge? as such, because we are excluding them, we are denying them. You know, I don't agree always with what they do, but we are denying them a democratic right to add their voice as a province in the process.
No, Honourable Adam, what puts us in a fix is the comments from the procedural officer. Because what we did was to send the committee assistant to check, and unfortunately she hasn't come back. It was through the phone, just to say, because we wanted to entertain that. In order for us, there were two opposing suggestions, but we sought advice from the procedural officer.
Chairperson, just keep talking, I'll submit it now.
So that is why the procedural officer is always here. So that in terms of procedure, they would advise us, and then we take the advice. So that when you get into trouble, you say, it's not me, it's the procedural officer.
I think you have covered me, Chair.
I can organize. My name was not
the No.
And who brought it? It just went out and it came from the sky. Yeah, Honourable Adam.
Thank you, Chair. Sometimes it's good to have DA members also in your committee and in the province, although they made a mess up of the province. But Honourable Van Lingen is from the Eastern Cape with the ANC rules. The Western Cape Provincial Parliament votes in favour of the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks very much. I'll now correct our closing remarks that 9 provinces have voted in favour of the bill. Now including the Western Cape.
Yeah.
That ends the business of the day. This meeting is adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you.